أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, we've been looking at Huruf al-Muqatta'at area, which are the 29 chapters which begin with a unique letter combination. But we are focusing on Ra'at place. And these are the chapters or the surah that begin with Alif Lam Ra. And these literally focus on the clarity of the Quran. The chapters of the surah here are names of prophets. You have Yunus, Hud, Yusuf, and Ibrahim. But today we're going to look at Surah Al-Ra'd, which is surah number 13. It's a Madani surah. It has 43 ayat. A little bit different from the others because it's not only Alif Lam Ra, but it has an additional meme. So it begins with Alif Lam Mim Ra. So let's first look at the benefits of recitation. And easy accounting, intercession on behalf of friends, and you'll understand why when we talk about it. And it destroys the tyranny of a ruler. Looking at the focus of the surah. So it starts off with the Quran being a divine source which is revealed to his messenger. In other words, Allah is the source or the author of the Quran, and he has sent his messenger. There's a reflection on creation, and awesome statement where Allah says he does not change the condition of a people until they change themselves. And finally, futility of asking other than him. We've divided the surah into 9 sections. The first is only the first ayah, where Allah says, Alif Lam Mim Ra. Tilka ayatul kitab. These are the verses of the book. Unzila ilayka min rabbika al-haqqu, walakinna akthara an-nasi la yu'minun. And that which is revealed to you from your Rabb is the truth, but most people do not believe. In this section, Allah draws our attention to reflection on creation. The sun, the moon, the earth, and the rivers, all fruit day and night. And then he gives the examples of true tracts of land side by side with grapes and corn and palm trees being watered by just one water, but they come up with different fruits. He says, ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكَوْمِ يَأْكِلُونَ. In this there are signs for a people who understand. As human beings, we are provided with the same sustenance, but we come up with different personalities. Section 3, which is Ayat 5 to 11, there's divinity's response to the ludicrous requests of those who cover up the truth. They just couldn't fathom the fact that human beings will be raised after death. They asked for hastening the punishment if he was truthful, and they said, show us divine signs. And Allah tells the Prophet, cannot make them believe you are a warner. He says he is the knower of the seen and the unseen. And it is in this section when he says that he does not change the condition of a people until they change themselves. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Next section is where we get the name Ra'ad, thunder, from. Where thunder and lightning, Allah says, declare his perfection. And this is ayah 12 and 13. See, he says, هو الذي يريكم البرق خوفا وطمعا وينشئ السحاب الثقال. It is he who shows you lightning, which causes in you fear and hope for rain, and it comes from a heavy cloud. It's only when two heavy clouds, rain-bearing clouds, clash that you get thunder and lightning. And in ayah 13, وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Thunder declares his perfection with his praise. This changes the way you look at thunder and lightning. Fifth section, he talks of the futility of asking other than him, and he likens that to a mirage. Allah says in ayah 16, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتِوَى الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ أَمْ هَلْ تَسْتَوِي الظُّلُمَاتُ وَالنُّورُ. The blind and seeing alike, or can the darkness and the light be equal? Questioning, can anyone create like him? Section 6 is one verse, is verse 17, and it's an awesome parable. And here Allah talks about water that falls from the sky, and it says it usually fills the riverbeds according to a measure. waves that are generated churn up dirt and impurities that form a swelling froth or a foam, which goes on to become attached to trees and the side of valleys, and it's basically useless. The waves subside, the water returns to its pure state. Gives the example of the same earth which has precious metals, and the ores are heated over fire in order to extract the metal to provide ornaments or other stuffs. And in the refining process, the impurities rise to the top as froth or foam, which is again likened to the foam carried away by the waves. In this case, where we had the foam or the scum on the water, those are like those who cover up the truth, and they're quite clear in the fact that they do not believe and they will cover up the truth, and Allah says they are of no use. But then there are some who are mixed in with those who believe. It's only when they're put to a test, likening to the burning of the ore to get the metal, that one realizes that there is hypocrisy amongst them. And thus falsehood, like the foam or the scum generated by the waves and the refining process, is separated from truth. In the seventh section, we look at Allah's covenant with human beings to submit to Him. And then we find a comparison in Ayah 18 to 29 of those who uphold it versus those who break it. Those who uphold it keep their promises, they establish salah, they spend openly and secretly, and they replace evil with good. And some in Ayah 23, Allah says, they are able to take those who do good from amongst their parents and their spouses and their offsprings. Contrast those who break it. Allah says no amount of ransom will be accepted from them at the accounting. He warns that the life of the world is temporal. Section is one of the most beautiful ayat of the surah, ayah 28. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنَّ الْقُلُوبُ. Those who believe and whose hearts are content by the remembrance of Allah. Now surely it is only by Allah's remembrance that hearts have an itminan, something that is permanent, that is constant. 8, we see again those who defiantly oppose divine guidance versus those who accept divine guidance and are righteous, and then the consequences. At 30 to 43, where respite doesn't mean acquittal, shirk has no value, punishment of the hereafter is far more grievous. Finally, the chapter ends with the master, his messenger, and the message. And here Allah emphasizes Quran as a decisive book in Arabic. As with him is Ummul Kitab, the mother of all books. In Ayah 39, he says, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ. Allah makes to pass away, makes to forget whatever He wants. He maintains what He wants. وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. And with Him is the mother of all books. Finally, he says, He is the one who owns the plan. People before the Prophet came and they plotted as well. But Allah says He's the one with the plan. And He says, they say you're not a messenger, but Allah is sufficient as a witness. قُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا. Those who cover up the truth say you're not a messenger. قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. Enough for us, for me, is Allah as a witness. بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Between me and you. عِنْدَهُ إِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ. And whoever has knowledge of the book. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be amongst those who remember Him, so we have اِتْمِنَانُ الْقَلْبِ, a heart which is permanently and constantly at peace. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.